Alice laughed. "There's no use trying," she said. "Nobody can believe impossible things." "Perhaps you don't work hard enough at it," said the Queen. "When I was a child, I worked at it for an hour a day. Why, sometimes I've believed as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast. There goes my shawl again." The pins had come undone again as she spoke, and a sudden wind blew her shawl across a little brook. The Queen went flying after it and managed to catch it. "I've got it," she called happily. "Now you will see me pin it on again all by myself." "Then I hope your finger is better now," Alice said very politely as she crossed the brook after the Queen. "Oh, much better," cried the Queen, her voice getting higher and higher as she went on. "Much better, better, better." The last word sounded very like the sound that a sheep makes, and Alice looked at the Queen in surprise. And indeed, the Queen was now covered in a thick, woolly coat, and Alice closed her eyes, then opened them again. She couldn't understand what had happened at all. The wood had disappeared, and she was in a little dark shop, and it really was a sheep in front of her, wearing large glasses and sitting calmly on a chair, knitting. "What do you want to buy?" the sheep said at last, looking up for a moment from her knitting. "I'm not sure at the moment," Alice said gently. "May I look round first?" She began to walk round the shop, looking at everything. But every time she looked hard at something, it seemed to move and then appear again a moment later in a different place. So it was difficult to see clearly what was there. She went on walking and soon realized that the shop was much bigger than she had thought. "What a strange shop," Alice said. "I wish things would keep still." A few minutes later, the shop became even stranger, because Alice found herself walking beside a large lake, with tall green plants growing round the edge.